KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 70. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low around 40. And there's a, for those of you that might be traveling westward into Omaha, there's a crash on Interstate 80 westbound. It's causing major backups early this morning. The crash reportedly involves four vehicles near 36th Street in Omaha. Backups were reported past the Kennedy Freeway. No injuries have been reported. Drivers are urged to find an alternate route for their commute. And that, again, is in Omaha on Interstate 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education held a brief special session at 6 p.m. Wednesday. During their session, the board received a special presentation on the homeschool assistance program from homeschool coordinators Tina Olson and Linda Nichols. Afterward, the board approved five resignations. Among them was Rachel Larson, kindergarten teacher. Superintendent Steve Barber said that since she is under contract for the next year, the district policy is that the board may accept her resignation contingent upon the hiring of a suitable replacement. The board did approve her resignation as stipulated, along with those of Denise Sharp, paraeducator, Shannon Hayden, and Winter Waltz, both with food service. They also approved contracts for four people based on Mr. Barber's recommendations.
Michelle Fritz, who has 4 years of a special ed service experience, coming to us. Cheryl Anderson, who's certified ESL, currently teaching as a classroom teacher, but has a passion for that population of students. Terry Hinsman has served our summer school credit recovery for many years, and Bob Gross is a volunteer softball coach.
And the Atlantic School Board approved proposals to accept a credit for not having Central Iowa Dirt replace the entire high school fence that they took out as part of the athletic facilities project, and they approved lettering on the backstop pads for the baseball and softball fields.
The backstop, the pads will read Atlantic Baseball with the Trojan head in the middle, and then on the softball field it'll be Atlantic Softball with the Trojan head in the middle. That's the cost to add that lettering.
After the board adjourned their regular session, they entered a closed session for the superintendent's annual evaluation. The Iowa Tourism Office and Travel Federation of Iowa presented 25 awards recognizing excellence in the tourism industry during a ceremony Wednesday held in Des Moines at the 2021 Iowa Tourism Conference. Among the businesses receiving an award was Grace on Main in Elkhorn, which won a 2021 Iowa Tourism Award for Outstanding Dining Business in the Rural category. The Wallace Centers of Iowa, Pizza on the Prairie in Orient, won an award for Outstanding Event, also in the rural category. State Tourism Manager Amy Zeigler said these awards are a great opportunity to recognize our industry partners for their perseverance in the face of a pandemic. She said also, we celebrate their innovations in safely delivering memorable experiences to Iowa travelers. Awards divided into metro and rural distinctions were made in 13 categories. In addition, conference attendees voted for the People's Choice Award. Nominees were the second highest scoring nominations. Among the complete list of 2021 Iowa tourism recipients, you can find that in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials at the Iowa Department of Corrections Wednesday said 28-year-old Orlando Lewis Williams, who had been convicted of robbery in the second degree in Pottawatomie County, walked away from the Council Bluffs residential facility without permission overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning, and at last report had not returned. Williams is a black male, 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing 165 pounds. He was admitted to work release facility on April 15th. Anyone with information on his location should contact their local authorities. You can see a picture of that man in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. One person died during a single vehicle rollover accident early Wednesday in Fremont County. State Patrol says 53-year-old Joseph McMullen of Gravity died when the 2017 Volvo truck he was driving drove off 310th Street just west of 265th Avenue in Fremont County at around 8:17 a.m. and entered a ditch. Authorities say McMullen was wearing a seatbelt. The vehicle rolled over and came to rest on its top in water. The accident remains under investigation. The truck McMullen was driving is registered to DLA Farms out of Shenandoah. And Iowa pork producers held several events in Sioux City and the surrounding area Wednesday afternoon. Aaron Juergens of Sunburst Family Farms near Carroll is the Southwest Director of the Iowa Pork Producers Association.
The past 12 months have reminded about us the importance of community when times are challenging and uncertain. Uncertainty and challenging times are still ahead. We still must work together in keeping people safe while my family and I continue or work to feed your families, neighbors, and others. I want to thank you, Sioux City, for supporting pig farmers. That's why this event has been organized.
The pork producers gave away 1,100 pork loins in the parking lot of the Sioux City Explorers baseball team.
That's approximately 5,500 servings of pork. Each pound of pork is 4 servings of protein, so that's nearly 22,000 meals for this area's residents. We're also providing pork coupons at local Fairway and Hy-Vee grocery stores, and when we're finished here, we're dropping off pork appreciation baskets to some of the first responders.
The Food Bank of the Siouxland and Sunnybrook Church of Hope Center Pantry also receive pork donations. Sioux City Seaboard Triumph Pork Plant is one of the largest pork processing plants in the country. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.